101.9 FM are turning up the heat this winter with a stacked lineup of shows. At the Broom Factory, don't miss out on metal fusion cellist extraordinaire Raphael Weinreth Brown on January 23rd. On February 14th, you can see local rockers Casador take the stage, while Canadian punk rockers The Flatliners are live on February 20th. And don't miss out on Daniel Romano's Outfit on March 13th, followed by Schoolhouse and Braden Lamb on March 15th. And the winter season rounds up with The Sheepdogs live at Kingston Grand Theatre on March 16th. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's on a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Welcome. If you're tuned in, then you are listening to Queen's Album Club, a week in preview on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And I hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday despite the cold weather outside. It's kind of ridiculous, honestly. We're getting a bit of a break from it right now these past couple days, Tuesday, Wednesday. But tomorrow, Thursday, we are going right back into it and we're dropping back down to like highs of negative 15, which not the most fun in the world, but at least it's going to be a little bit sunny, which better than previous years where we didn't see the sun at all for like 2 months. So we take what we can get. But this episode is surrounding our meeting this week, which is on hot takes, obviously surrounding music, not just albums this week, because I think that would be pretty limiting if it was just on albums specifically. So just albums, songs, artists, etc., any like micro categories within that. So today's episode is built up largely of songs that were either picked by me or recommended to me by my friends and co-execs to share their hot takes and have a relevant song playing alongside it. However, the opening song, unfortunately, well, I guess unfortunately because it doesn't tie into the theming of today, but it's a fantastic song, so there's really nothing to complain about, in my personal opinion. And I thought it would be a nice intro, a fresh intro to today's episode before I divulge into some of mine and my friend's hot takes later on. But that song was No No Yeah Yeah by Chinese American Bear. And I just found this band recently. I can't remember if I've talked about them on air before, but normally I don't really gel with a lot of the songs that Spotify like recommends to add to my playlists, but they did something with their recommendation here. My Spotify app on my phone is like so slow, it actually like enlightens some like fiery rage in my soul every time I have to deal with it, because it literally takes at least 15 seconds to just like load an artist profile, which doesn't sound too bad when you just like think, oh, it's only 15 seconds, but like sit there and count for 15 seconds and imagine like just waiting that long to try and put some music on while your hands are out in the blistering cold winds. Not to bring back the cold into conversation, I'm trying to honestly forget about the cold right now. I digress. I love going off on tangents. I was going to talk about the Chinese American Bear song that was recommended to me. That was Take Me to Beijing, which I think I have played on air before, but if you didn't catch that episode or haven't heard it before, definitely listen to it, especially if you liked that introduction song, because it's kind of a similar vibe, since it's the same artist, of course. But coming up, we have some more new music. Up first, we have Weather Girl by Fleur Electra, followed by After Midnight by Chapel Roan, the one and only, and that will be followed up by No Pause by Knox and Rose and Sophia Stell, and closing that section out will be Nice to Meet You by Pink Panthers featuring Central C, so I hope you enjoy.
30 years and they're still letting us near microphones.
It's true. We've got the music, the stories, and absolutely no filter.
From deep cuts to guilty pleasures, if it made noise in the last three decades,
we're probably playing it and maybe laughing about it.
This is 30 Years and Nonsense.
Hosted by Terry and Sherry Doherty.
Only on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio.
Turn it up
and embrace the nonsense.
Let's see.
Oh,
pick a pulse on beat. Every step pulls me deeper in. No small talk, just energy. This night moves fast with me. Feel it lift when the bass comes through. All I need is the sound and you. It back again. Yeah. Hands go up on the drop, lands clean. Say rush every time it hits me. No slow down, no rewind. We're living on the front of time. No pause, no pause. Lose the clock, break the wall. No pause, no pause. Rest, repeat.
Said, no, I'm not being unfaithful, baby. And somehow she caught me lying. I tried to say it wasn't me, it was one of my G's. We could call the guys. But it went one time, it was four or five. Long story short, we don't talk no more. Now she on TikTok doing story time. I might risk it for a biscuit. Put my hand in her jar, try to reach for a cookie. Sweet and I can't resist it. I'm innocent until proven guilty. My girl not convinced, but I'm not convicted. I feel like a creep when I call restricted. Pissed cause she blocked my digits. Leave it to God, I can't stop what's written. Across the world, you still cross my mind. I'm a trap boy and she like good use. If I remember correctly, I'm not her type. Cupid try aim at my heart, I jumped over the car and tried duck and dive. Now she putting up pics of rapper relationships like it must be nice.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Welcome back from the music. You were just listening to Fleur Electra with Weather Girl, After Midnight by Chapel Roan, Knox and Rose and Sophia Stell on No Pause, and closing out with Nice to Meet You by Pink Panthers featuring Central C. And two of those songs you just heard have hot takes tacked along to them, but Weather Girl by Fleur Electra does not, I thought, I should put her on today's episode, since I think it was last episode that I played her other pretty recent single, which the name is escaping me right now, Strike the Match. I just recently played it, if not last episode, then a very recent episode. and I talked a little bit about this song, so I thought I would finally bless your ears by playing it myself. After Midnight by Chapel Roan does come with a hot take tacked along to it. One of my friends just said that they think that Chapel Roan's music is annoying, which I think classifies as a hot take. It may not be the most lengthy hot take, as we'll see later on in the episode. It gets a little bit more in depth, but I think it's a valid hot take because hot takes can be one-liners, they can be theses, dissertations, they can range. There's range in everything. There's range in every aspect of life, truly. Moving on. No Pause by Knox and Rose and Sophia Stell. Just another new great song that I thought I would share with you guys. I love Sophia Stell, as you guys know. And this isn't, I guess I could classify as a hot take to all the Canadian artists that I play today. Because I had asked my co-execs for some of their hot takes, and one of them said that, because I had asked specifically for hot takes surrounding Canadian artists, and one of them said they don't have any hot takes on Canadian artists because they think that Canadian music is just consistently good, which wasn't classified as a hot take, more so just an opinion, but I'm gonna throw it on here as a semi-hot take, you know? Because me personally, I do think Canada's music scene does focus a little too heavy on folk and country. That is just what's popular, and that's fine. But I do wish we had more diversity in the popularity of our music scenes, because I do feel like folk and rock and more traditional stuff like that gets more attention here in Canada, and I think we are starting to branch out a little bit more, which is lovely, awesome. That's exactly what I want to see. But yeah, that's my own opinion on the matters. But moving on to the last song, which was Nice to Meet You by Pink Panthers and Central C. One of my friends, another one of their hot takes was that Pink Panthers, her lyrics are beautiful on this song, and she's very much yearning in her lyrics. And then Central C just comes onto the track to talk about cheating and getting with girls, and it just kind of ruins the vibe of the song, which I think is hilarious. I can definitely see that, and I think that's an opinion a lot of people have. So I would definitely say that's like a mild, I would say it's still a mild, it's a mild take for sure, but I disagree. I think his verse is hilarious. But I know I'm definitely in the minority with that opinion there. But you are being sent into some more new music right now, so I'm going to introduce those songs for you before I send you on away. Up first, you're going to hear Lottery Noises by Always, followed by Long Island City, Here I Come by Geese, and closing out that segment with No Turning by Jaguar Sun. So I hope you enjoy.
There's no place.
There really is no place like home. It's where life happens, where dreams are built, and where you land at the end of every day. But what home looks like is different for everyone. Welcome to Finding Your Way Home, Real Talk on Real Estate. I'm Sherry Doherty, and together we'll explore what finding your way home truly means, whether you're buying your first place, making a move, investing, or choosing a different path altogether. Because home isn't just a place. It's a feeling, it's a choice, and it's personal. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. and start finding your way home.
Pretty quiet out here, it's abundantly clear that no one's been coming for me. No encouraging sounds, helicopters or hounds, and the time that's allotted for thee. Now that you're around, taken
Welcome back from the music. I hope you are enjoying what you are listening to. And if you only just recently tuned in, then welcome. You are listening to Queen's Album Club, A Week in Preview, with me, your host, Julia, on CFRC 101.9 FM. And if you're not sure what this show is, it's connected to Queen's Album Club, of course, where we do album reviews or just musical discussions. And this week we are doing hot take discussions. So the songs are mostly themed around hot takes. And those songs you just heard, I'll go over them once again, were Lottery Noises by Always, Long Island City, Here I Come by Geese, and No Turning by Jaguar Sun. Lottery Noises and No Turning by Jaguar Sun also coincide with the earlier statement about Canadian music, and kind of exemplify my point about what Canadian music kind of gets pushed and is popularized, which makes sense. If we have a long tradition with folk and rock, that's kind of what a lot of our population is going to turn to when it comes to making music. But I do wish we had the techno scene of Germany. Honestly, no. I wish we had the diversity in our music scene that the UK does, because they have so much. They have such a good music scene. It's incredible. So much good music comes out of there, and it's like such a diverse array of genres. It's incredible. Not to mention, Canada also just needs to get better at uplifting smaller artists, because as I'm talking, I know that there are probably, I know there's hundreds, if not thousands, of independent musicians who are just like dying to get noticed, who are doing music in all of these different genres, but they aren't receiving the attention that they deserve. Regardless, I don't have the solution to that right now. but getting into the Geese hot take, since that one is quite a bit longer and requires a little bit more speaking, let me pull it up here. I'll read it verbatim. This is from my boyfriend Jameson's brother, Graydon. Here it is. Industry plant is an inherently silly term. What else is the industry even meant to do if not market your music and help you gain support? It is literally the entire purpose, or everyone would be independent to keep all of their income. Most people misuse the term when they are trying to call it nepotism, and they lack the critical thinking skills to differentiate between the two. And he chose to exemplify his point by using Long Island City by Geese, and kind of added a little extra point by saying they have got this thrown at them. Because if you're following the Geese lore, MJ Lenderman, I think that's his last name, is getting so much press. Geese is getting so much press in and of itself as a band, but MJ Lenderman, the lead singer, is like being flown out. I don't know where he played, but it was like this crazy, like, I was gonna say bougie, but it's like classy. I don't know. The name's not going to come to me. I don't know why I'm trying to think. But I think it was in the UK, and like, it's kind of unprecedented for an artist that new to have been invited there to play there, especially a band like Geese and an artist like MJ Lenderman, who has a very unique voice that is typically not very commercialized, or accepted isn't the right word. The words aren't coming to me, but you know what I mean. Isn't that widely enjoyed outside of like indie circles? So the way that they're just blowing up is making people point a lot of fingers saying industry plant. But I do agree with Graydon here on his point. I definitely do agree. Because What do you mean industry plant? Yes, nepotism exists, and there's other forms of nepotism besides just like blood-related nepotism, but nobody's like The industry is always there to help you. Anyway, I'm going. I could talk about this all day, and I'm not going to because I have a time limit on today's episode. So I'm going to send you in to the next coming songs, which are Built by Nations by Greta Van Fleet, My Moon, My Man by Feist, and closing out that section will be Bob Dylan with The Times They Are A-Changin'. So I hope you enjoy.
Tickets are on sale now for Side by Side Union Gallery's annual major fundraiser. Join them on Saturday, February 7th for an evening of live music, artsy activities, and a lottery-style draw where everyone is a winner. Take home a one-of-a-kind artwork and support Union Gallery's nonprofit mission. Come visit the exhibition or check out the online catalog to see the 100-plus works available. Head to uniongallery.ca and get your ticket for Side by Side today.
Accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesy with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. 'Cause the loser now will be later to win, for the times, they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, And don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. The curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
For the last time this episode, welcome back from the music. I hope you are enjoying all the songs that you heard today. And we do have one more song to close this out, and we have some more hot takes to get through, so I'm just going to jump straight into them. Up first, we had Greta Van Fleet with Built by Nations, and that comes along with the hot take from my friend who says that her and her cousins have agreed that sometimes, emphasis on sometimes from her, Greta Van Fleet just sounds like Led Zeppelin, but better. And I don't listen to too much of either band, so I had her give me the song so that I wouldn't do her wrong and play like a super not Led Zeppelin-y song and completely blow up her point. But that's up to you to decide, because I have no opinion on that one. Feist, My Moon, My Man, that one doesn't have a hot take attached to it, but I did want to put it on today's episode because a few episodes ago I mentioned Heated Rivalry because I had put a song on from the show, and I'm back. I can say I have finished it, and it was fantastic, so good, highly recommend. If you're on the fence of watching it, first episode is a lot, it gets really, really good from there. Trust me, it's literally only uphill. But moving on to the last song, which was The Times They Are A-Changin' by Bob Dylan, and that comes with the hot take that real folk music is dead because everyone just wants a 15-second hook and not a 5-minute story. The song isn't 5 minutes, I will say. I do appreciate that, though, because the Geese song was already, like, 6 minutes long, so having two super long songs on one episode wouldn't be fantastic for you listeners, but I do get his point, and I do agree, and that comes from my boyfriend Jameson. And the last song, which has a hot take attached to it, is Quiet the Winter Harbor by Mazzy Star, which has the simple yet effective hot take of Mazzy Star ran so Lana Del Rey could walk, which I have to agree with. And with that final hot take out of the way, I'm going to send you out into some wonderful Mazzy Star. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. Thank you so much for tuning in, and take care, stay warm. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Yeah.